wife sat leaning against the piano in black and white, looking more than ever like one of the more tender and compassionate of Botticelli's Madonnas. Somehow, Mrs. Nevin has always seemed to me a good deal like her husband's music. There is in her something of the same idealism and delicate sympathy and sweetness. Perhaps the music has grown to resemble the woman. Perhaps the woman has grown to resemble the music. But in fancy, I can never call